Chapter 10, in which Christopher Robin and Pooh come to an enchanted place and we leave them there. Christopher Robin was going away. Nobody knew why he was going, and nobody knew where he was going. Indeed, nobody even knew why they knew that Christopher Robin was going away, but somehow or other, everybody in the forest felt that it was definitely happening at last. Even smallest of all, a friend and relation of Rabbit's, who thought that he had once seen Christopher Robin's foot but couldn't quite be sure of it, because perhaps it was something else. Yes, even S of A told himself that things were going to be different. And Late and Early, two other friends and relations, said, "Oh, well early," and "Oh, well late," to each other in such a hopeless kind of a way that it really didn't seem any good waiting for the answer, did it? One day, when he felt that he couldn't wait any longer, Rabbit brained out a notice, and this is what it said. "Notice a meeting of everybody. We'll meet at the house at Pooh Corner to pass a resolution. By order, keep to the left side, Rabbit." He had to write this out two or three times before he could get the resolution to look like how he thought that it should look. But when at last it was all finished, he took it around to everybody and read it out to them, and they all said that yes, they would come. "Oh, well," said Eeyore that afternoon when he saw them all walking up to his house. "Well, this is a surprise. Am I asked along too?" "Oh, don't mind, Eeyore," whispered Rabbit to Pooh. "I told him all about it this morning." And then everybody said, "How do you do?" to Eeyore, and Eeyore said that he didn't, not to notice at all, and then they all sat down. And as soon as they were all sitting down, Rabbit stood up again. "Well, we all know why we're here," he said, "but I have asked my friend Eeyore here." "That's me," said Eeyore. "Grand. I've asked him to propose a resolution." And then he sat down again. "Now then, Eeyore," he said. "Oh, don't bustle me," said Eeyore, getting off slowly. "Don't now then me." And he took a piece of paper from behind his ear, and he unfolded it. "No one knows anything about this," he went on. "It's a surprise." And then he coughed in an important kind of way, and then he began again. "Oh, whatnots and etceteras, before I begin, maybe I should say before I end, I have a piece of poetry to read to you all. Hitherto, a long word meaning, well, you'll all see what it means directly. Hitherto, as I was saying, all of the poetry in the forest has been written by Pooh, a bear with a pleasing manner, but positively staggering lack of any kind of brain. But the poem which I am now about to read to you is written by Eeyore, or myself, in a quiet moment. So if someone will take Roo's bullseye away from him, and wake Owl up, then I shall begin. I call it Poem. And this was it. Christopher Robin is going. At least, I think he is. Where, nobody knows, but he's going. I mean, he goes, to rhyme with knows. Do we care, to rhyme with where? We do, very much. I haven't got a rhyme for that, is, in the second line yet. Oh, bother. Oh, now I haven't got a rhyme for bother. Oh, bother. Well, those two bothers will have to rhyme with each other. Oh, bother. Well, the fact is, this is more difficult than I thought. But I ought... Oh, very good indeed. I ought... to begin again. But it's easier just to stop. Christopher Robin, goodbye. I and all your friends. Send. Oh, very awkward this. Oh, it keeps on going wrong. Well, anyhow, we send our love. The end. So if anyone wants to clap, said Eeyore when he had read all of this, now is the time to do it. And they all clapped. Thank you, said Eeyore. Unexpected and gratifying, if a little bit lacking in smack. It's much better than mine, said Pooh, admiringly, and he really thought that it was. Well, explained Eeyore modestly, well, it's meant to be. This resolution, said Rabbit, is that we will all sign it, and then we'll take it to Christopher Robin. And so it was signed. Pooh, Wall, Piglet, Eeyore, Rabbit, Kanga. Blot. Smudge. Then they all went off to Christopher Robin's house with it. Oh, hello, everybody, said Christopher Robin. Oh, hello, Pooh. And they all said hello, and they felt awkward and unhappy suddenly because it was a sort of a goodbye that they were saying, really, and they didn't want to think about it. So they all stood around, and they waited for somebody else to speak. Then they nudged each other, and they said, go on, go on. And then gradually Eeyore was nudged to the front, and the others all crowded around behind him. Oh, what is it, Eeyore? Asked Christopher Robin, and Eeyore swished his tail from one side to the other so as to encourage himself, and then he began. Christopher Robin, he said, we've come to say, oh, we've come to give you, oh, it's called, oh, well, it's written by, But we've all, you know, because we've heard, I mean, we all know, well, you see, it's, we, that, oh, well, to put it as shortly as possible, that's what it is. He turned around angrily to the others and he said, everybody crowds around so much in this forest. There's no space at all. I've never seen a more spreading lot of animals in my whole life. And all in the wrong places too. Can't you see that Christopher Robin wants to be alone right now? I'm going. And then he humped off. And not quite knowing why, all the others began to edge away too. And then when Christopher Robin had finished reading poem, he was looking up to say thank you, but only Pooh was left waiting there. Well, it is a very comforting sort of thing to have, said Christopher Robin, folding up the paper, and then he put it in his pocket. Come on, Pooh. And then they walked off quickly. Oh, where are we going? Said Pooh, hurrying after him, and wondering whether it was to be an explore or a what-shall-we-do-about-you-know-what kind of a thing. Oh, well, nowhere, said Christopher Robin. So they began going there, and then after they had walked a little way, Christopher Robin said, what do you like doing best in the whole world, Pooh? Oh, well, said Pooh. Well, what I like best, and then he had to stop and think, because he thought that eating honey was a very good thing to do. But there was a moment just before you begun to eat, which was even better than when you were actually eating, but he didn't know what that moment was called. And then he thought that being with Christopher Robin was a very good thing to do, and having Piglet nearby was a very friendly thing to have. And so, when he had thought it all out, he said, well, what I like best in the whole world is me and Piglet going to see you, and then you saying, what about a little something? And then me saying, oh, well, I shouldn't mind a little something, should you, Piglet? And it being a hummy kind of a day outside, and all the birds singing. Yeah, I really like that too, said Christopher Robin. But you know, what I like doing best is nothing. Oh, how do you do nothing? Asked Pooh, after he had wondered for a long time. Well, it's when people call out to you, as you are going off to do it, what are you going to do, Christopher Robin? And then you say, oh, nothing, and then you go off and do it, you see? Oh, yes, I see, said Pooh. It's a sort of a nothing sort of a thing that we're doing now, you know. Oh, yes, I see, said Pooh again. It means just sort of going along and listening to all the things you can't really hear and not bothering, you know? Oh, said Pooh. And they walked on, thinking of this and that, and by they came to an enchanted place, to the very top of the forest, called Galleon's Lap, which is 60-something trees all in a circle. And Christopher Robin knew that it was an enchanted place because nobody had ever been able to count whether it was 63 or 64, not even when he had tied pieces of string around each tree when he had counted it before. Being enchanted, its floor was not like the floor of the forest, gorse and bracken and heather, but it was close-set grass, quiet and smooth and green. It was the only place in the whole forest where you could sit down carelessly without getting up again at once and looking for somewhere else to sit. Sitting there, you could see the whole world spread out until it reached up to the sky, and whatever there was in all the whole world was there with them in Galleon's Lap. Suddenly, Christopher Robin began to tell Pooh all about some of the things people called kings and queens, and something called factors, and then a place called Europe, and an island in the middle of the sea where no ships ever came, and how you can make a suction pump if you ever wanted to, and when knights were knighted, and what comes from Brazil. And Pooh, with his back against one of the 60-something trees and his paws folded in front of him, said, oh, and oh, no, I didn't know. And he thought how wonderful it would be to have a real brain which could really tell you things. And by, Christopher Robin came to an end of things. And then he was silent, and he sat there looking out over the whole world and wishing that it wouldn't stop. But Pooh was thinking too, and he said suddenly to Christopher Robin, is it a very grand thing to be an afternoon, or what you said? A what? Said Christopher Robin lazily, as he listened to something else. You know, on a horse, explained Pooh. Oh, a knight. Oh, is that what it was, said Pooh. I thought it was a, you know, is it as grand as a king, or factors, or all the other things that you said? Oh, well, it's not as grand as a king, said Christopher Robin. And then, as Pooh seemed a little disappointed, he added quickly, but it's much grander than factors. Could a bear be one? Yeah, of course he could, said Christopher Robin. I'll make you one. And then he took a stick, and he touched Pooh Bear on the shoulder, and he said, arise, Sir Pooh de Bear, most faithful of all my knights. And so Pooh rose, and then he sat back down again and said, thank you, which is the proper thing to say when you have just been made a knight. And then he went into a dream again, in which he and Sir Pump and Sir Brazil and Factors all lived together with a horse. And they were faithful knights, all except for Factors, who just looked after the horse, and good King Christopher Robin. And every now and then he shook his head and he said to himself, "Oh, I don't think I'm getting it right." Then he began to think of all of the things that Christopher Robin would want to tell him when he came back from wherever he was going, and how muddling it would be for a bear of very little brain to try and get them right in his mind. "So perhaps," he said sadly to himself, "Christopher Robin won't tell me any more." And then he wondered if being a faithful knight meant that you just went on being faithful without being told anything. And then suddenly Christopher Robin, who was still looking at all the world with his chin in his hands, called out, "Hey, Pooh." "Yes," said Pooh. "Pooh." "Yes, Christopher Robin." "I'm not going to be able to do nothing anymore."
"What, never again?"
"Well, not so much. They don't let you, you know." And Pooh waited for him to go on, but he was silent again.
"Yes, Christopher Robin," said Pooh helpfully.
"Pooh, when I'm not doing nothing, will you come up here sometimes?"
"Oh, just me?"
"Yes, Pooh."
Will you be here too?"
"Yes, Pooh. I will be, really. I promise I will be, Pooh."
"Oh, well, that's good," said Pooh.
"Pooh, promise that you won't forget about me ever. Not even when I'm 100? And Pooh thought for a little bit. "Well, how old would I be then?" "Oh, you'd be 99, Pooh." And Pooh nodded.
"Yes, I promise," he said,
still with his eyes on the world. Still with his eyes on the world, Christopher Robin put out a hand and felt Pooh's paw. "Pooh," said Christopher Robin earnestly, if I'm not quite..." And he stopped and he tried again. "Pooh, whatever happens, you will understand, won't you?"
"Understand what?"
"Oh, nothing." And he laughed and he jumped up to his feet. "Well, come on."
"Where?" said Pooh.
"Anywhere," said Christopher Robin. And so they went off together. But wherever they go, and whatever happens to them on the way, in that enchanted place, up on top of the forest, a little boy and his bear will always be playing. Oh. I'll try and read that bit again. So they went off together, but wherever they go, and whatever happens to them on the way, in that enchanted place, on top of the forest, a little boy and his bear will always be playing. Thank you for listening.